Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The Almond Board of California is praising the United Kingdom's announcement that it will suspend tariffs for at least 2 years on raw kernel and in-shell almonds. The tariffs, 4% and 2% respectively, have been in place since the UK left the European Union in 2021. The April 11th tariff suspension is expected to save UK almond importers about $4 million a year, allowing them to offer more competitive prices. The USDA says corn sales for exports were down 21% from the previous week and from the four-week average. Japan was the big buyer, followed by Mexico and Colombia. Wheat sales overall were down 95% week-to-week and 89% on the four-week average. But USDA says exports of wheat rose 27% during the week. Soybean exports for the week dropped 30%, with China the big buyer, followed by Egypt and the Netherlands. In February, America's trade deficit reached $68.9 billion, the highest disparity in almost a year. The Hill reports import values exceeded exports by more than analysts were expecting. The total value of imports hit nearly $332 billion, while exports were $263 billion. Republicans on Capitol Hill have expressed frustration with what they call an unambitious trade strategy and inadequate initiatives undertaken by the U.S. Trade Representative.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.